refreshing radio variety.
Classic hits and more.
107.1 WWCY Long Branch.
99.7 WBHX Tuckerton.
The Boss is playing more music variety now.
The following is an NJIR.net production. New Jersey Internet Radio is on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, now the tradition continues.
One more time from the Crab's Claw in Loveland, New Jersey.
It's 107.1 The Boss and 99.7 FM. Happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody.
Trevor, Kermit, me,
and Robbie's here too.
And everybody else. Boy, it's been a long day already.
And it's Thin Lizzy on your radio.
Guess who just got back today? Oh, said you can't go home.
107.1 The Boss, 99.7 FM, live from the Crab's Claw Inn in Lavalette, New Jersey. It is the summer blast off. My name is Kermit. I'm hanging here with Joe Nolan, of course. And remember, we appreciate you coming down here. But if you have missed anything from this morning or anything, make sure you check out our Instagram page, our Facebook page. Head over to 1071theboss.com. We got stuff there. It feels like you're right here, right, Joseph?
It does. Yeah, it really does. This is our eighth annual first day of summer, Summer Blast Off, presented by Mark Montanaro and his team at 1-800-AutoLand.com.
He's got that big American flag.
That's right, the giant American flag. And it's starring, of course, Jimmy and the Parrots. We'll get to them a little later on. Our friend Tyler Rickett. And, of course, the Captain and O'Neill, who have been here every year. This event is also a charity event, as always, to raise money for my family's foundation, the Maureen E. Nolan Foundation. The foundation provides scholarships to New Jersey Catholic high school seniors heading off to college. The organization is named for my mom, who is a Catholic school teacher for 20 years back at Holy Trinity in Westfield. And speaking of family, for the first time ever, ladies and gentlemen, Liam Nolan is in the house.
We got the whole entire Nolan clan coming down here. Look at that.
There he is right there, Liam.
We got three generations here.
That's right. How my son Connor and Kim. And then my wife Marianne's over here with Andrew and Kristen. And we got
and only Joe Nolan can get a kid into a bar Memorial Day weekend. I'm very impressed. Very impressed.
If you'd like to donate, it's easy to do here at the Claw. Come over to the donation table. Jim is right over here. And you can use a credit card, cat. We'd take anything. Just whatever you got, we'll take.
Canadian wooden buffalo nickels.
Anything. And from anywhere, log on to mnolanfoundation.org and go to the donation page and follow the instruction. It really is pretty easy. Our next act has been with us from each year here at the Claw. Every time we've done this, and they do it just as for free. I mean, they come down and do this. It's great. This band plays all over New Jersey, a mix of classic hits like Wildwood Days and Under the Boardwalk, along with Irish favorites. Scott Sims, Patty O'Neill, two retired New Jersey police officers who now are playing events year-round. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Captain and O'Neill.
107 on the Boss.
Let me down, let me down. Mess me around in the worst of
107 won the Boston. 99.7 FM, the Captain and O'Neill. Live bands on the radio. Live bands on the radio.
Ba 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 ba. I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Call out once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold a pillow to my head. Spring up in my bed, dreaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling, didn't know how to deal with. So I just decided to myself, I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it. Did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you. What am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of a love there is no cure for. I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say I never felt this way. So much to think about.
Hey, I think I love you. What am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of. Love there is no cure for. I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say I never felt this way. Believe me, you don't have to worry. You only want to make you happy. And if you say, hey, go away, I will. But I think better still, I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask it to your face. Do you think you love me? Cause I think I love you. 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 I think I love you.
The Captain and O'Neill, 107 on the Boss, 99.7 FM, Robbie.
Doing a little David Cassidy. That was hot stuff.
Good afternoon, everybody. We are the Captain and O'Neill Band. We are going to be your house band for the rest of the afternoon. We do have Jimmy and the Parrots coming up. We're going to mix it up with them for a while, and then from 3 to 5, you're going to hear just the Captain and O'Neill Band. I hope you all stay along. Listen, big shout-out to Mark Montanaro and 1-800-AUTO-LAND. Joe Nolan, the best of the best of the best. And 107.1, thank you to them. They've the boss. Been doing an awesome job all day.
We're good. Ready?
And last but not least, our host, the Crabs Claw Inn. Give it up for the Crabs Claw Inn!
My eyes still hold you, though I never laid a hand on you. My eyes still hold you, like a million miles away from me, you couldn't see how I adored you. So close, so close, and yet so far. Carried your books from school, fifth grade, I was six when we came to be. Walking home every day over Barnegat Bridge and Bay, till we grew into the me and you, went our separate ways. My eyes told you, though I never laid a hand on you.
the name. Funny, I seem to find that no matter how the years unwind, still I reminisce about that girl I miss, the love I left behind.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Captain and O'Neill. It's 107.1 The Boss at 99.7 FM. We are live from the Crab's Claw Inn in La Valette, New Jersey. The blast-off is on, Joseph.
Yes, it is.
But we do. I don't mean
get some news. Yeah.
I don't mean to bring everything down. All right. But we all love Billy Joel, right? Thanks, Joe. Thanks for hanging out, Robbie. We all love Billy Joel, right?
Yeah. Rochelle's the one that found this news. Not great news for Billy Joel fans.
So we had, obviously, the residency is over at Madison Square Garden. He was doing three shows this summer. Citi Field, MetLife Stadium, yeah. Yankee Stadium, Sting, Rod Stewart, and, of course, Stevie Nicks. And, unfortunately, he was just diagnosed with NPH. And if you don't know what that is, I can't read the long title, but it affects, you know, his balance and his vision, which you need to play piano.
That'd be correct,
I heard
yes.
you need that. So, unfortunately, all future performances have been canceled, not postponed. They have been canceled. Refunds are available. But we wish the best, obviously, to Billy and hope that he gets back soon. He needs just some time.
All thoughts to Billy for a speedy recovery and that you get back out the road again. We love you here. Even though you're a Long Island boy, we love you in Jersey, baby.
Yep, absolutely.
So,
I got to get refund from my tickets.
Oh, that's right. You were supposed to go to MetLife, weren't you?
What show were you supposed to go to? You going to MetLife?
Yeah, the one with Stevie Nicks.
All right. Yeah. All right. All right. So remember, you can donate to us here. We're trying to raise money. That is the main goal of everything here, is to raise money for the Maureen E. Nolan Foundation. And you could do that, Joe. Tell them how.
Go to mnolanfoundation.org. You go to the donation page and follow the very simple instructions. I mean, it really is pretty easy to do.
Yes. So we got Jimmy and the Parrots coming up. We got a little surprise for you that Joe and I have been working on to maybe do a little mini blast off. And then remember, it's the official Salute to Summer all coming up right here at 107.1 The Boss. It is I, Kermit, with Joe Nolan here at the Summer Blast Off. Any second now, we will be joined by a dear old friend of Joe's. But if you can't make it down here, we understand. First of all, if you can, get in the car right now. Come down. We're having a great time here.
And we're here till 5 o'clock. And we're going off the air at 3, but we're here till 5.
Yeah, so you heard that. Joe's tab is open until 5.
No, that isn't what I said.
Oh, okay. I said that
and you're about ready to get cut off. Captain and O'Neill is going to be here until 5 o'clock tonight playing.
But if you can't make it down here, make sure you have the boss on the whole entire time. And also, you can check out the pictures, the video, and everything, especially on Instagram, at 107.1 The Boss. And Joe, we have a lot of people about to play live for us as well.
Yeah, we have Tyler Reagan, who is a great, great Sinatra impersonator. We have then Jimmy and the Parrots are going to play. And then we have more of Captain and O'Neill. I don't know. Everything keeps changing.
Yeah, I'm the one that's cut off.
I haven't had one thing to drink. I've barely had any water.
Can I just point out, by the way, there's an espresso martini in front of the Wonder Frog. I warned you about this.
I've been sitting here the whole entire time. All right, before we go and do anything, I'm going to ask Uncle Ross if we have anyone Bill waiting for us. He's on, so let's hold. I'll hold. No problem.
Yeah, we got nothing else to do.
What's going on here? Ladies and gentlemen of the Crab's Claw and all over the great state of New Jersey.
Oh, my God.
We wouldn't be having the blast off unless
you got to do that the right way. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Kermit's on the radio.
A dear friend of Joe Nolan's joining us right now. Doctor, never mind.
Bill Evans said, the hell with this. I never liked Nolan. I don't want to talk to him ever again.
Mess. Listen to this mess. I'm not going on there at all. Oh, here we go.
Dr. Bill Evans, everybody.
Yeah, my God, have they taught you genius DJs how to run a phone yet?
Hey, listen, the reel-to-reel got stuck. Don't give me a problem here.
I called. I got hung up on twice. How are you guys doing?
Okay, well, that's your old friend Ross Britton running the board, so...
Oh, jumbles?
How you doing there, Billy?
Everything is great. I'm very excited about the summer season. I was just looking at the hurricane forecast and the weather forecast for the summer, and it looks to be hot.
Really?
Big,
that's good. That's good news.
Ridge is going to build in Bermuda High, and it should start here in about a week or so. But the hurricane season looks really good, too.
Define good.
Oh, like there's probably going to be a hurricane right in there sometime around late August, September.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good. I took my vacation
your
now.
Show.
Appreciate
you're
that.
Having your, you're having your show now.
I tell you what, the warm weather's great for the businesses and everything. I mean, I've been looking out the window here at the Krabs Claw, and Lavalette, New Jersey right now is absolutely jam-packed with people. It's unbelievable how many of them are just walking by. And the bar here is jam-packed, too. How's it out there on the East End?
Well, we've got sunny breaks out here, and it's a really pretty day. The fishing trawlers are going out in Montauk. They're heading out to the mouth of the Sound, where the fishing right now is unbelievably off the chain. Flounders, porgies, and striped bass, huge. But it looks good here on the beaches out here on the East End today. Our temperature is cool, though. The water temperature still is a chilly 58 degrees. And we've got sun and clouds, and it's only going to be around 62. But we're going to have a gorgeous sunset. You just got to have that jacket or a sweater out here. But it's going to be a great evening here, and it looks like you guys are having a great kickoff to the summer season.
Now, Bill, I have to say, we got a lot of performances lined up. We got a lot more music left to play, and we always enjoy you joining us. But you have 30 seconds to tell me the most embarrassing thing Joe has ever done at a blast-off.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my gosh. Well, at a blast-off, I think he urinated in a garbage can one time.
That sounds like Janol. We appreciate you stopping by, Bill. Bill, as always,
keep
we appreciate it.
Keep an eye on your garbage cans.
The citizens of Lavalette. Bill Evans, everyone. Dr.
Bill Evans.
All right,
thanks
Joe. Who do we got
me,
coming
guys.
Up next?
Real honor.
No, thank you. Thank you. And who do we have up next live on the stage here?
This young man has been doing this for a while. You can find him on Sundays at Ebby's down in South Seaside Park. You look at him and you're thinking, what's this kid going to do? And he starts singing. And all of a sudden, this voice, just this Sinatra-like voice comes out. And that's what he does. Singing Frank Sinatra, ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Ricker.
All right. 107.1 The Boston, 99.7 FM.
Oh, that's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. Riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that soon. When I'm back on top in June, I said that's life.
That's life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks just stomping on a dream. I don't let it get me down. Cause this final world, it keeps on spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up, down, over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
And I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby. My heart just ain't gonna buy it. If I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pun and a king. I've been up, down, over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
And I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die.
Getting that one to the Knicks. I don't know why. I just am. It's 107.1 The Boss at 99.7 FM.
Absolutely unbelievable. That kid really is something something special. Don't forget, if you're here at the Crab's Claw or anywhere, you can go to mnolanfoundation.org. Go to the donation page. Just follow the instructions. It'd be nice and easy to go and do that. So, for more than 20 years, Jimmy and the Parrots have been playing and delighting crowds all over the United States, the Caribbean, and Canada. Their Key West performances also have been well-known venues such as Rick's Cafe, Sloppy Joe's, and absolutely one of my favorite places in the whole wide world to go spend some time and have a couple of pops, Schooner's Wharf, right there in the heart of Key West. Great Yum. Place. Great place. And, of course, Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville. They released a nationwide 30-song 3-CD entitled Island Jam. They sold over 100,000 copies of that to date. And they've got a second set out, Sun Jams. It was released up to Island Jam and includes the guest appearances by Jimmy Buffett's Coral Reefer Band member Doyle Grisham and legendary guy U.S. Bonds, who, of course, we've had here. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Jimmy and the Parrots.
All right.
Thank you.
to Antigua. Took her 3 days on some boat, looking for some peace and quiet. No, no, no! Hopes to keep her dreams afloat. Now she feels like Aaron Mora, because the school's there's the pearls in hand. Just behind the reef, on a big white tee, on the sharks that can swim on land. Oh, can't you feel I'm circling, honey? Can you feel the school in the land? You got fans to the land, fans to the land. And you're the only way to tell. You got fans to the land, fans to the land. And you're the only way to tell.
107 won the boss. 99.7 FM. We are live from the Crabs Claw Inn in Lava Lead. We got a lot more live music coming up for you. And Joe Nolan's official kickoff this summer. It's 107 won the boss and 99.7 FM. It is the summer blast off live from the Crabs Claw Inn in Lavalette, New Jersey, 2025 edition. Kermit, Joe Nolan. Joe, what do you think so far?
It's been great. It's been absolutely spectacular.
We got a bunch of stuff that's happened. Phillip Phillips was here. Dramarama was here. Jimmy and the Parrots just performed. This place is jam-packed. Remember, you can donate to help because this is all for charity.
MNolanFoundation.org, if you're listening on the radio. It is as simple as can be. It just comes right up on your computer screen or on your phone. And if you're here in the Crab's Claw, you go over to Jim here at the table, and you can donate to there. And, you know, we've been doing very, very well from what I understand.
Yeah,
and it's been a good day.
If you feel like you're missing out, remember you can follow us on all the social media pages as well, on Facebook, 107 The Boss, on Instagram at 107 The Boss. You'll feel like you're just right here with us. And we also have to say thank you to one of our biggest, dearest friends.
Yep, 1-800-ONALAND.com, Mark Montanaro. Who has been just wonderful to us over the last few years, and we really appreciate
he's
everything.
He's got that giant American flag.
Yeah, out in front of the place. You can't miss it on Route 22 East in Springfield, New Jersey. It's amazing. If you've never been there, it's almost like a destination to just go there and hang out. It really is. It's a great place, great people, and they don't beat you up, too. That's the cool thing about it. When you drive in, you know a lot of these car dealers, you know, you drive in, and there's 11 guys, and they just swarm you.
Yeah,
you know?
You get the anxiety, like you're being surrounded
right.
by sharks.
They don't do that.
No. If you go there on a Saturday.
Pizza.
They feed you, even if you don't
pizza
buy a car.
On a Saturday and coffee. Oh, it's great.
Pizza and coffee.
When we come back, we are going to do a little mini blast off.
Joe, we are less than an hour away from your official kickoff this summer. You're downplaying that.
We're about 40 minutes away, yep. And we'll do that after we come back. We'll have a little mini blast off, and then we'll do the thing, and then we'll play some more Jimmy and the Parrots.
But first, we got more music. It's 107 The Boss at 99.7 FM, live from the Crab Claw. 52 minutes of music live or from the radio.
Live. 107 The Boss.
In North America, electrifying New York, live from the Jersey Shore, 107.1 The Boss. Tell a friend to listen.
107.1 The Boss, 99.7 FM. If you're in South Jersey, we are live from the Crab's Claw Inn in Lavalette. My name is Kermit, and I'm sitting here with the legendary, the beautiful Joe Nolan. I didn't know where else to go with that after beautiful.
How many of those martinis have you had?
Me and Robbie got two straws.
Oh, okay. Oh, isn't that sweet?
Hey, listen, it's the Jersey Shore. This is where, you know, you don't fall in love on the Jersey Shore, I'm told.
What?
You don't fall in love on the Jersey Shore, I'm told.
Why not?
Bad things happen.
Well, you get married.
It's happened a few times to Joe. Yeah, you're right.
Joe. Yeah, I know.
Stop it. My wife is here.
We are live here. Happy to be here once again as Joe is about to do his speech in less than 30 minutes to kick off summer. But first, before we do that, we got a lot more live music here.
Well, what time is he doing it?
About 2:30 sharp,
okay.
Because we're very, very strict here at the boss.
Oh, yeah, that's what we are. We're right on time all the time. That's it. So this event is a charity event, as always. We raise money for my family's foundation, the Maureen E. Nolan Foundation. What we do is send New Jersey Catholic High School seniors some money so they can go off to college. It's an essay contest, and we are in the middle of doing all of that. judging it and going through all those things. If you'd like to donate, it's really, really easy. You come to the claw here at the donation table. You make a donation however you wish, whether it's credit card, cash, bar, whatever. I mean, we take anything.
And remember, Joe knows AI, so he's going to know if you fake it and do your speech that way, you know, your little essay.
Exactly. And from anywhere, you can log on to mnolanfoundation.org, go to the donation page and follow the instructions. So back here on stage number two, here at the Crab's Claw, these guys are just great. Their first set was amazing. Here they are again, ladies and gentlemen, more Jimmy and the Parrots.
Got a special treat, everybody. Desiree's going to help me sing this song. As the son of a sailor, I went out on the sea for adventure, spanning the view of the captain and crew, like a man just released from indenture. As a dreamer of dreams and a traveling man, yeah, I have tossed on many of my eyes, read dozens of books about heroes and crooks, and I learned much from both of their styles. A son of a son, son of a son, son of a son of a sailor. A son of a gun, load the last ton, one step ahead of the jailer. Now away in the near future, southeast of disorder, where you could shake the hand of a mango. To haul the sheet in as we ride on the wind, that our forefathers harnessed before us. I hear the bells ring as the tide rigging sings. It's the sound of a gun of a chorus, yeah. If I knew, I just might toss out an anchor. So I'll cruise along, always searching for Sean, the lawyer, thief, or banker. Sing with me. I'm just a son of a son,
son of a son, son of a son of a sailor.
A son of a gun, load the last time, one step ahead of the jailer. Just the son of a son,
son of a son, son of a son of a sailor.
The sea's in my veins, yeah, my tradition remains. I'm glad I don't live in a trailer. Believe me, a workday passes like molasses in wintertime. But it's true, I'm getting paid by the hour and over by the minute. Yeah, my boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call it something. I think I'll just call it. Everybody, hey, pour me something tall and strong. Maybe a hurricane.
before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care.
Anybody care? What?
It's 5 o'clock. Smash break, it's gonna take all afternoon.
And half the night.
Tomorrow. Tall and strong, we get a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, I don't care.
Come on, y'all, here we go, Rick.
Pour me something tall and strong, we get a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, I don't care.
Jimmy, I know you don't care.
Cause it's 5 o'clock
somewhere.
107.1 The Boss, 99.7 FM.
Hey, you everybody. You know, now, if you've been drinking, you should get yourself a little something to eat. What do you say? What do you say? Let's get something to eat.
A big kosher pickle, a cold draft beer. Well, good God Almighty, which way do I steer my mind? Cheeseburger is paradise. Oh, potato, a big kosher pickle, a cold draft beer. Well, good God Almighty, which way do I steer?
Thank you, everybody! What a great time! Thank you, 107. Thank you, Joe. You ready? One, two, one, two, three, four.
At 99.7 FM.
How great was that?
Guys,
oh my gosh,
guys,
that was
thank
outstanding.
You so, thank you so much over there. The main stage here at the Crab's Claw Inn in Lavalette. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And thank you for allowing Desiree to sing with you too. That was great. She's phenomenal, isn't
yes.
she?
Yes. One of the many talented bartenders here at the Crab's Claw, and
that's
we appreciate
indeed.
You guys very, very much.
When we come back.
Oh, did you want me to say?
Yes,
I thought you were teasing it.
See, this is why we've worked together for so long.
We Robbie's in the way.
All right.
He's
so,
in between
all right,
us.
Let's do it again. When we come back.
The speech that kicks off all speeches. We are less than 15 minutes away from officially kicking off summer here at the Jersey Shore. Is everyone ready for that? I got to give a quick shout out, though, to Michelle Amabile running around taking pictures and putting up on social media so you guys can hang out with us. And when we return, a little mini blast off, Joe. Get you amped up for it, right?
Gotta be fired up. Let's go.
107.1 Boss, 99.7 FM, anywhere on that free Boss app. At all. It's very, very low. Very, very low as we have a massive amount of feedback. I'm actually talking to the engineer and you guys at the same time. This is live radio, people, and that's why we are different than everything. All right, there's no pre-recorded stuff here.
No, it was plugged in. I just unplugged it and plugged it back in.
All right, listen, you're not going to get this anywhere else. You're not going to get this on Z100. You're not going to get this on any of the other radio stations that pre-record stuff for your holiday weekend. We are live here from the Crab's Claw Inn in Lavalette. Joe Nolan, the Oh Yeah is playing, but I can't hear it in my headphones. So hopefully, Ross, can you hear it over the radio? You got to give me work. No, you cannot. Okay, so we're having a great time here. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to check something. Now we're good? Okay, cool. I still can't hear my headphones, so we're going to roll with this one. Ladies and gentlemen.
All right, here we go. Start over again. All right. With the permission and blessing of Rammin' Jammin' Michael Scott Shannon, live from the world-famous Crab's Claw in Lavalette, New Jersey, it's the one and only No Baloney Weekend Blast Off Spectacular! With yours truly, Joe Nolan, DJs on duty, Robbie and Rochelle, the always lovely Valerie Seagraves, Kermit the Wonder Frog, and a cast of thousands. Now, if everybody is ready, reach over, grab your knob, crank up your radio, and get ready to kiss the week goodbye. Welcome to the weekend. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Thank God it's Friday.
What they say is true. It ain't summer till Joe Nolan says it is.
All right.
How many years has it been? 32. Together, we've seen acts like the Beach Boys, John Cafferty, Rascal Flatts, Dennis DeYoung, and so many more. We have gathered in Point Pleasant, Asbury Park, Seaside Heights, and now Lavalette. Stations have been 95.5 PLJ, CBS FM, and now 107.1 The Boss. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago here on the Jersey Shore when my grandfather would throw me in the pool at the Avon Inn and when my grandmother would buy the cheap plastic beach toys for me and my mom and dad would take us to Pat's Diner or Kelly's or Mom's Kitchen. It doesn't seem that long ago when we hung out down the shore during high school. It doesn't seem that long ago seeing a beautiful freshman girl named Marianne on the side of the gym for the first time and getting up the courage to ask her out and take her down here every chance we got. Play boardwalk games, lay on the beach and walk in the fog after dark. It doesn't seem that long ago when I had a 1966 Mustang and played, actually really sat, varsity baseball. It doesn't seem that long ago driving up to Asbury Park to see Southside at the Stone Pony. And it doesn't seem that long ago when we came to Seaside after the prom. Cherished memories of good times with family and friends. That's what our families and countless families over the generation have given us. Silly little things that last a lifetime. Now our children have families. Grandchildren, how did that happen? Madeline, Liam, Aria, and a new little boy due in October. Marianne's daughter Amy has brand new Eleanor. So somehow now we are the grandparents. It's our time to take the grandkids on the rides, get the silly cheap sand toys, cook on the grill in the driveway made of seashells, and play games on the boardwalk and go on the carousel. It's time to make their memories. How cool will it be 50 years from now? They'll be sitting around on the beach with their grandkids and saying, remember when we walked the boards with Pa? He got us pizza and hot dogs and ice cream. Remember when he used to make pancakes on Sunday mornings? Remember how much fun that was? And when that happens, the circle will be complete and somehow we will know. Some things you don't want to tell them. Like the long nights at places like Mary's Husband's Pub, DJs, Crones, the Stone Pony, and the rough mornings after the long nights at places like Mary's Husband's Pub, DJ, Crones, and the Pony. Cutting school in the spring on warm days and headed to Seaside, when you slept on the beach and the police officer woke you up at 3 a.m. When you put too much sun in your hair, hiding the empty beer can so your father didn't find them. Blowing the tolls on the parkway. Wrapping up you and your girlfriend in a towel on a chilly beach day to keep warm in her white bikini. Old memories or building new ones. Mine were the Fitzgerald's house in 02. Sailing on Barnegat Bay with my son Brad in a sailboat or hanging out with Connor's friends after lacrosse. Walking on the beach with Marianne, floating in a truck tire tube on the bay. The romance of the sunsets and the endless summer nights. Yours might be the boardwalks in Seaside or Point Pleasant. Your family renting a cottage for 2 weeks during August in Lavalette or Chadwick or South Seaside Park. Fishing with your brothers, playing Monopoly inside on a rainy day. After your prom, body surfing and getting whitewashed. The first beer you had with your dad. Having a catch waiting for dinner. A summer romance, fireworks on the 4th. Whatever they are, you'll always keep them close, and they'll always come back with a smile. Family, that's what these 130 miles of coastline are all about. It's what the great state of New Jersey is all about, and that's why we do this every year, and that's what it is all about. Well, right now, a lot of you are taking the drive down memory lane, a trip you've taken again and again every year with me on Memorial Day Friday, remembering happier times, simpler times than maybe when you were a kid in high school or maybe just a short time ago. All those memories began on Garden State Parkway. You're sitting in traffic just over the Raritan River. A smile will come into your face thinking about how many times you didn't put the quarter in the basket on the parkway and looking at the Dutch Boy sign. The exits are still the same, 105, 100, 98, 82, 63. And suddenly when you hit the gas, your Ford Edge magically becomes your old 66 Mustang. Your Chevy Equinox is now your 69 Chevelle SS. And your Prius is suddenly your 1968 Oldsmobile 442. And just like then, like you've done so many times before, you reach over and crank up your radio. Whether you went to Holy Trinity, SJV, Rosedale Catholic, Lyndhurst, Westfield, Villa Walsh, or Immaculata. It's summer 2025 and Bruce is on your radio.
And gentlemen, 107.1 The Boss and 99.7 FM. It is officially, according to us here at 107.1 The Boss, summer here at the Jersey Shore. I got to hand it over for Wuss. Just 1 second while I find Mark Montanaro, wherever you are.
Mark Montanaro, we need you, buddy.
Please report to the broadcast booth. Mark Montanaro, please report to the broadcast booth. The guy in charge of this whole entire thing, apparently he's runs this radio station from time to time. Robbie, what do you think, bud?
I just want to say let's hear it for Joe Nolan. The legend continues, and we are so proud it's with all of you here on 107.1 The Boss. Thank you, Joe. God bless.
That was awesome.
Now, remember, we are here for a reason. We are here to raise money for charity for the Maureen E. Nolan Foundation. If you haven't already, please go see Big Jim over there in the corner. We would appreciate, I don't care if it's a nickel, a dollar, we appreciate anything you can. And if you know, if you're home, you could also help out as well. Right, Joe?
Yeah, absolutely. MNolanFoundation.org. That's MNolanFoundation.org.
And we have to, there's a lot of people to thank. There's a lot more music to come. But first, someone that we have to thank each and every time because he's the most generous man on the planet. Mark Montanaro from world famous Autoland is here with us as well. Mark, well, step up to the mic right there, my friend.
He's fine. He's got it.
Is he good?
From our foundation, we want to present this to you from the Maureen E. Nolan Foundation. Outstanding Contributor Award to Mark Montanaro of Autoland and grateful appreciation of your support in the foundation's mission. Mark.
You know, Mark has been part of the blast off for a very, very long time, wherever Joe has gone, so we appreciate him always being here. Mark, thank you again for coming out. We really, really appreciate you.
It's a privilege to be here. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. We got to remember what we're here for, and everybody that represented us have fallen for our country, and we're so grateful to Joe, the entire team here. We love you guys. We love the Crab's Claw Inn. They are just incredible. I hope you come back and... You got to come back and visit the Crab's Claw over and over and over all summer, not just today. So they're wonderful people. But again, thank you so much. We think the world of you.
And Mark, well, we really can't thank you enough for everything that you do. And if you're thinking about getting a new car, remember it's 1-800-AUTOLAND.com. And again, every year, you're just one of the most generous people in the world. So thank you again.
And we don't just say that. We all have cars from Autoland. All of us do. We all do.
Sometimes I go there and I just drive the cars around.
Saturday, get pizza. You go get pizza on a Saturday. Just hang out.
Pizza and the coffee, I think that might end a little weird for you. But thank you again, Mark.
Thank you.
Robbie.
Yes, sir.
I think this has been going well.
What?
I think the blast off has been going well.
Oh, it's been going fine. I wouldn't say well, but fine. Yeah.
You know, you worry too much. You really do. You worry too much.
Are we going to finally find out, because we've only got moments left here, what is in Rochelle's purse? Because we teased that this morning, and a number of people have asked. And Captain and O'Neill need to go on to bring this thing home, so I feel like now's the time. Are you ready?
I'm a little concerned, because I asked you if it vibrates... But apparently, what?
We're having such a nice family day. Really, you just start bringing up filth.
Just ignore him.
It could be a beeper.
Hey, Rochelle.
Yeah. We're talking
Rochelle,
about
it's time
you.
To play What Is in Rochelle's Purse. People have been asking. We teased this morning. Are you ready to reveal to Joe the surprise you have as to what's in your purse and what's happening here?
I guess. Am I doing that here?
Yeah, right there. Yeah.
You might. Well, yeah.
So what's happening when the Captain O'Neill go back up on stage?
Oh, my God.
So let me get this straight. You bought a harmonica, you learned to play a harmonica, and you're going to do Piano Man with Captain and O'Neill next. In honor today, and it's only more poignant in honor of Billy Joel today, who we heard is coming off the road.
Yeah,
we're
going
to do a little Billy Joel music in his honor to kind of bring this thing home.
Now let me ask you a question. Does the band know that this is happening?
Yes, of course.
Oh, okay. No.
I just want to make
sure. It's going to be real bad. I've been practicing for exactly 1 week.
Really? Because Scott over there,
1 week.
A little panicking. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen,
right,
just because
there.
We have officially announced it this summer doesn't mean the party is over. I want you to make a lot of noise here at the Crab's Claw. If you're in your car, I want you to make noise. If you already started barbecuing, ladies and gentlemen, live from the main stage, the Captain and O'Neill here at 107 The Boss and 99.7 FM.
All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are the Captain and O'Neill Band. We're going to be here with you for the rest of the afternoon.
I just need to know one thing. Are there any Boston Red Sox fans in the house? Well, that's good. That's real good, because we don't want to insult anybody. But here we go, lads. When you hear the hook, I want to hear the rest of you sing it throughout the song.
Well, it began. I can't begin to know when, but then I know it's going strong.
Oh,
wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along?
Let's see them
hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Good times never seem so good. I've been inclined, Boston sucks. Believe they never won. And now why?
Look at the night,
and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two.
Come on, Michelle.
Oh. And when I hurt, the hurt runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when I'm holding you? One, touching one, reaching out. Touching me, touching you. Oh, sweet Caroline, Boston stars. Good times never seem so good.
Folks, you all know your part, right? Everybody knows your part. I want to hear you sing it. I don't want to hear me. I want to hear you.
Sweet Caroline,
Boston sucks.
Good times never seem so good.
Ready over here?
Oh, sweet Caroline,
Boston sucks.
Good times never seem so good. I've been inclined, Boston sucks. To believe it never was. Oh, Boston sucks.
Well, for all you baseball fans out there.
Hi, Rochelle.
And we don't mean that about the people of Boston. We love the people of Boston. It's just the Boston Red Sox. I'm a Yankee fan. He's a Met fan. It's all good.
Oh, no.
So, but Boston Red Sox, you do suck.
It's the Captain and O'Neill live from the Crabs Club in Lavalette, New Jersey.
All right, Rochelle, you ready?
Oh, boy, here it goes. Rochelle.
As ready as you're going to be.
Live. You know we're recording this, right? That was Billy Joel here at 107.
I thought Rochelle was going to do the whole tune.
All right, give it up for Michelle. 107-1, the boss.
That was,
that was fantastic.
All right, back down to exit 4 to Garden State Parkway. Bobby Rydell, 1962.
Well, spring will soon be gone.
Why would they?
Summer's coming on.
Why would they?
And I'm dreaming of.
Why would they?
Lots of summer love.
Shit up, but up, but up, but up.
That's all I think about.
Why would they?
After school is out.
Why would they?
Heading down the shore.
Why would they?
To have a ball once more. Baby, you'll be mine.
Why would they?
Cause it's kissing time.
Why would they?
Gonna twist again.
Why would they?
Like remember when
shit up, it up, it up, it up.
We're sleeping on the beach.
Why would they?
7 days a week.
Why would they?
Rocking every night.
Why would they?
Ladies and gentlemen, we got one more live song here, live from the Crab's Claw. Unless,
yes, sir.
Let's do it.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
From the park you hear the happy sound of a carousel. The hot dogs and French fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out
and gentlemen, is 107.1 The Boss, 99.7 FM. Big thank you to the Captain and O'Neill right now. They're going to keep playing here all the way until 5 o'clock. Joseph, another successful blast-off.
We want to thank Sam, Aileen, Becky, and the staff, the wait staff, and the bartenders here at the Crab's Claw in Lavalette. Mark Montanaro, 1-800-AUTOLAND.com. Captain and O'Neill, Big Boss Bob, Bob McAllen of The Boss, Dave Albertson and his staff, Jimmy and the Parrots, Philip Phillips, Tally Ricker, Mike Rocket, Scott Shannon, Dan Friendly from The Lamplight, Jim Ganell from Crown Trophy in Flemington, Jimmy Szczynski, Rich Adams, Mike Neff, George Dillard, all the Boss roadies, all the Boss salespeople who are here. My family who all came and show up everyone here all day and donated at what turned out to be a record place. Well, next year, May 22nd.